could see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. Mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see, it's going by the book. It's going by the book.
I weigh 114 pounds, and whales weigh 1,000 pounds. I'm such a whale.
Girl logic.
And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it.
And welcome to Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. Family, welcome. My name is Thomas Gambill. I am the host of this show, and today we are going to talk about what the feds are up to. We're going to talk about what the feds are up to. The takeover of the Guy Bundy cattle ranch is going on. Did you know that Bundy, now I don't know if there's a connection or not, but I find it very interesting that Bundy is one of the Illuminati families. Did you know that? Now, it might not be the same family bloodline or something, but I find it very interesting that that same last name. Now, I want to talk some principles at the beginning, and I'm going to tell you what's going on, and that you're being set up. People, the militia are being set up, the American people are being set up, and it all seems to be accumulating here during this period of time of April, does it not? In the past 3-4 days, I've got several reports of the feds making moves that's reaching headlines. Headlines they distribute throughout the United States so everybody will see them. They create these headlines. It's called the dialectic. To provoke, instigate the American people. But not only American people, but this is worldwide. A worldwide effort of a new world order that's based on order out of chaos is what they do. They give you the example, they give you the incident that happens, and then they capitalize on it and cash in on the guilt that they produce. It's all pre-planned. You know that history, as proven, history is pre-planned ahead of time. History is pre-planned ahead of time. It always has been in our history. Always has. And every time you say, well, let me show you the evidence, people run. Like that commercials on TV with the shoes. They took off running. Block you. Or they, I don't want to talk about it. Or they say hush or something. You can't run away from the truth. But they try. They come back, it's still the truth. Evidence is still there. It just didn't go away when I left it. So, what do you do then? You can put your ears, your fingers in your ears for so long before it collects earwax on your fingers. That's all you're going to do because it will not make the truth go away of what we're really involved in. Is it pretty? No, it's not pretty at all. The reality is, Satan, supernatural, fallen angels, Satan is prince of this world. And that includes the United States. Because that's where the government lies, that, well, no pun intended on that part, because it's inundated with Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, that take a bloody oath, no pun intended there, really, maybe a little bit, to lie. Now, the feds are on the attack. There's no question about that. None whatsoever. And I'm going to dedicate the broadcast right now. I got a lot to tell you all today about this Bundy thing and about the taking of that child in another state where they had legal use of marijuana for medical reasons or whatever. And the state CPS, the abductors that they are, took a child, an infant, away from the parents that had legal authority to use marijuana. Now, I'm not supporting either. I'm letting you know the tricks that these people use at the government level. The Child Protective Service is nothing more than a glorified mafia to steal children. That's all they're for. No other reason. I imagine they've helped some children along the way. They should. But that's not the purpose of CPS. Child Protective Service is working for the Satanic Illuminati within the government, Satanic meaning Freemasonry, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, to steal the children, give them to the CIA. Family, you're missing 1 million children per year. That's not good. That's really bad. 1 million. You know, where are they going with all this so-called surveillance that they have out there? You can't tell me they can't solve at least 1/4 of 1 million, trace them down with all these investigators that they have? Or is it just not important for them? Or are they just, are they part of it? And the satanic, this is what the bottom line is. You see. Now, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, which I do, and I need to early. And I'm going to give you real-world examples. And if you want to take notes, fine. I got to put this on archives or just step back and listen. But I'm going to be pounding you with facts, events, dates, times, names, places, quotes for the next 2 hours. Tonight, of course, 7:30 to 9, Bible study, same thing until I'm done. You see. And I want to remind you also, by the way, that we have a broadcast that's ran randomly up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania at highportradio.net. That's highportradio.net, at John Kirkler. H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, John Kirkler. He's growing his network, and he plays our broadcast, our Bible studies on a random basis. Also, out in Colorado, KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network is played simulcast on occasions. And you can join them out there. Join them out there, but on your computer. I'm not yet in the air, per se, or in satellite, none of that. It's pretty local, and it's just me. On TalkStream Live, go visit TalkStream Live, click back in, and let's see where we are today. How many people's attending, and that sort of tells me if we're gaining popularity of some sort. I'm also on Facebook as Watchman for Jesus. And that's pretty much what it boils down to. I'm not the only one. There's a lot that's going to pop up. But right now, it's mankind trying to solve this issue themselves. You have no friendlies in the government. None. And neither does Europe and neither does any other country. Because they're controlled by kings and queens. And they control the presidents like they were little boys that shined their boots and shoes and stilettos. That's all presidents and prime ministers like Putin, Osama. That's a Freudian slip. Obama and all the rest of them are nothing more than throwaways for the kings and queens. Family, it's all scripted out. This is the reality. They play these games on the news and media, your Hannity's and O'Reilly's and all this. They just play games. They run a script that they're told to say. If they speak off that script, they won't have a job, but they won't do that because they're Luciferians. Or they're controlled, which would be the same thing, by the Council of Foreign Relations. And that's a fact. The Council of Foreign Relations controls all of your media. I mean everything. What comes out of the mouth of these broadcasters is what they're told to speak. And the same thing applies to the churches today. That's under the control, the mega churches especially, are under the control of the 501c3. Tax exempt? Yeah, well, they use that tax exempt secretly. They have a letter and a package they send to your minister. And they tell him, no mistake about it, they tell him what he will preach, what he won't preach about, what Bible he'll use, because there's only one Bible, and that's the King James Bible. All the rest of them, with extreme evidence and prejudice, every single Bible, except for the King James, is a proven fraud. And no Harvard professor, Yale, or anywhere else can prove otherwise. They won't be able to. They will fail if they try. The King James Bible, they're told, will not be used. You use the trashy NIV, New American Standard, or New King James, or the ESV, or Amplified, or whatever. But you will not use the King James Bible. Independents, they use them. Family, there's so many things going on around us, it boggles the mind. Yet people don't want to know it. Sometimes when you know these things, you have the evidence. You have a tendency sometimes, fortunately it's a very short period of time, that you lose sympathy because people don't want to know. You know, and I don't understand it. I was there also. I didn't believe none of this about the conspiracy until 2006. I was a whistleblower in 2005 out of Kosovo. Against the UN and against the UN policy in Kosovo. I am a whistleblower. And I follow no drum except through Jesus Christ. That's the only drum I follow. I don't follow the patriotic viewpoint because I know what they're up to. If it's patriotism, then how come the Freemasons take a blood oath against America? Tell me that. Their idea is a new Atlantis. Provocation. Mess around with our education of our children, Freemasons do, at the highest level. They've made all our schools humanist. Humanism, schools of humanism. I have the evidence. Charles Francis Potter, 1930. Georgia Ann Geyer. Richard Kimball. many others, Bertrand Russell. These are humanists themselves. Matter of fact, John Dewey, the father of American education, he is a humanist extraordinaire, satanic up to his nose and eyeballs. So is Horace Mann, Dr. Chester M. Pierce. Man, the list is off the scale. From Harvard to Yale, I started to say Yarvard, or to Wake Forest, it doesn't make one lick of difference. Which one? All of them are schools of humanism, Marxism, and I got the evidence for it, and the quotes confirm it. Family, the only help you're going to get, literally, and people won't realize this till it's too late, but then, fortunately, it's not too late, because Jesus Christ is there for you no matter what, no matter when, until he returns, and he will return after the 7-year tribulations have over, haven't started yet. He is no longer an advocate. He is then the judge. Advocacy is over. Right now, he's your judge. But, alas, they'll wait the last minute before they recognize and understand 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the answer. Joint Chief of Staff, so-called four-star generals. Yeah, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus you are. You brief the Council of Foreign Relations, you do. You brief the enemy. That makes you the enemy. Same thing for congressmen, CEOs that go to Bohemian Grove. They're fooling the American public. All of them are. I'll give you some evidence shortly. I like to start slow, you know, and get warmed up later. Lord, we come before you in prayer today in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray. We pray for this nation, Lord, that you'll send a spirit of understanding, of knowledge, of wisdom, discernment, a judgment, Lord, that will wake people up, that, Lord, will guide them in the right path toward Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for those that's in powers, positions of power, that, Lord, that they'll come out as whistleblowers to expose what's really going on behind the scenes. Lord, we pray for our brethren. We pray for the healing of those we've prayed for in the past. Lord, you know the names. We pray for family members to come back to the Lord. We pray for the physical healing of others that's within our midst. And Father, to hear the prayers of those that's listened, they send their prayers up to answer those prayers, Lord. And Father, if there's something holding back, that Lord, through your Holy Spirit, will bring wisdom, discernment to those whose prayers aren't being answered as to why not. That Lord, through this revelation, that their walk with you will be closer. By the conviction and chastisement, Lord, that puts us on the right path. And by the glory that you give us, the glory that answered prayers, that, Lord, to help us to exalt you and worship you. We thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Bible, the King James Bible. Father, we know also that down here, Lord, that there's a war going on. And this war is not of carnal, but it's flesh and blood. It's of supernatural origin. And that's why, Father, we pray. We lift up to you, Lord. We hang on your promises. And that's why, Father, we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over myself, over ourselves, those that's praying, Lord, to hear their prayers and everything that belongs to us, Lord. We pray that precious, uncorruptible blood. We ask you, Lord, for the giant warrior angels that was there for Elijah and Ezekiel. That, Lord, that these giant warrior angels be loose from heaven and surround and protect us as we do your work. And as your war club and weapons of war, Father, we ask that the Holy Spirit break down and undam and blow up all walls protection around all the witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, and all the like. And Father, the Holy Spirit to break the power of all curses, hexes, vexes, spells, and charms, the fetishes, the psychic prayers, the psychic thought, all witchcraft, sorcery, magic, voodoo, and all mind control. The jinxes, the potions, bewitchments, the death and destruction that they cause. The sickness and pain to go away, the psychic power, the psychic warfare, and the prayer chains to be broken up. And everything else being said my way, our way, those that's listening, and Father, those that's praying, and their family members' way, all those that's listening to tie in together, Lord, that we ask you, return it and the demons to the senders right now, back to them in sevenfold, and bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And Father, we do pray that these lost souls, that they'll find the light of your Son, Jesus, and that their own snares and traps have been set against themselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to loose them from all mind control of Satan. And Father, we do ask that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts, and this to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus, and they may be set free from the bondages of Satan. And Lord, we pray on that belt of truth. We pray on the breastplate of righteousness. And Lord, we pray on and wear the gospel shoes of peace. And Lord, we lift up and pray about the shield of faith into our hand right now. And to put on the helmet of salvation of the angels that come down. And Father, we take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the almighty word of God in the King James Bible. And these things we pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I'm going to read you something that's in Congressional Records. It gives you kind of an idea what was going on in the 1960s. In Congressional Record, August the 7th, 1963, quote, "The communists are deliberately maneuvering among the Negroes to create a situation for the outbreak of racial violence to such an extent that it can be turned into a civil war on a racial basis. In such a civil war, should they succeed in fomenting it, the communists hope to do so, it undermine the American government and our social structure, that they can take over power, and in the racial civil war, they envisage they're sure the Negroes will be in the front ranks and the shock troops of the communist revolution." Unquote. In the 1960s, the Negroes in the Soviet America, which we were and always have been, formed their own country and would be exalted to rise up. They've been told this. And this would be under a communist regime. Families did the same thing with the Albanians and Balekumtar. Did the same thing with Europeans that came over the United States under the cause of liberty. They've always had this dialectic ever since the day this country was ever born. Martin Luther King was trained in this movement, but he got out of it because he realized the nefarious agenda that the civil rights movement, the civil rights workers, Jesse Jackson and the like, were under. Martin Luther King, a great man, pulled out of it. Said, no, it's not right. But he had to stay with it. But he moved away from the civil rights workers. I got a quote from him that confirms this. The source was the Jesuits. You know that Castro was a 7-year Jesuit. Billy Graham is a Jesuit, 33rd degree Mason. You'd be shocked to know how deep this goes. Martin Luther King worked out with a known communist festival, Sidney Poitier, Harry Belafonte. But Martin Luther King pulled away from all this to lead a real movement for all. Actually, so did Malcolm X when he came back from Saudi Arabia. So did JFK and Bobby Kennedy, and all four have something in common. Yeah, they were murdered by the Jesuits, that's what. Wasn't no lone assassins. You gotta be kidding me. Civil War, it was states' rights, slavery, all that. That's nonsense. That was to reestablish a 70-year bank cycle beginning in 1859 that started in 1789 of controlling the U.S. corporation. That's BS. And they needed a war to continue on with the bankruptcy. It wasn't about states' rights. It wasn't about slavery. All that was just excuses used to be put in history books. The real reason was to continue the 70-year bank cycle of putting us under a bankruptcy. Lincoln was a part of it. But Lincoln said, nope, I'm not going to do it. Uh-oh. They had to kill him. Jesuits did. They're murderous, Jesuits are. Freemasons work with them. The Illuminati controlled the Freemasonry in 1782. They married the Freemasonry at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad in July of 1782. A lot of Freemasons don't know this. And of course, being that there's blood oaths at each degree, they can't know this because they're lied to by their fellow brothers. Of course, it's all for the good of the brotherhood, right? So you shouldn't feel bad that they're lying to you, right? Is that a problem? I mean, it would be for me, but I guess other people don't matter. After all, you take a blood oath to have your tongue torn out by the root, your throat slit from ear to ear if you reveal any secrets, buried to the sea and all the sand. Oh, brother, like I've got word for word three, first, second, third degree Freemasonry, word for word, the blood oath they take to lie. And they take it under God. So help me God, they take it. That's what they say. I didn't say that, but that's what they say. Family, this is the enemy. And it's the enemy of and with themselves. You're not under that blood oath, by the way, Freemasons, when you denounce it and you ask God for forgiveness. God will not hold you responsible for oath you took without that knowledge. You know it now, if you're listening. All this has everything to do with what's going on today, especially this past week. It's all connected. And heading toward a new Atlantis. Every time has been, well, as a matter of fact, I knew, I'm a former U.S. Marine, a captain when I got out. Government contracting and so forth. Overseas, Kosovo, Yugoslavia, Kosovo, Saudi Arabia, the Congo, the government contracts, etc. I've been there. This agenda has been ongoing for our entire history. And each generation has had an attempt to put us to a world government. One of the worst was FDR. He planned a dictatorship in the 1930s. Obama's not the only one. Nixon did also. They're going to kill the vice president using a unit from Los Angeles Police Department. Yeah. See, the police are there to work for the Freemasons and the CIA. All of them, all the major ones have a super secret intelligence domestic unit that does assassinations, intimidations, falsifying evidence, illegal things that you don't know about. And they're being infiltrated by felons in various penitentiaries that's well-trained in the Christian identity, Hebrew Roots movement and Christian identity and ADL. Oh, yeah, just like the ADL. Look it up. ADL trains your cops. Why is that? And federal agencies. Why is the ADL? What business is it of theirs to train our cops and, oh, it's all over the United States, ADL. Why? Because they're setting up for dictatorship again. 1933, 1943, 1962-63, 1972-73, and all the presidents were a part of it. Oliver North, Reagan, Carter, 1984-87, to declare a national emergency and overtake the U.S. government by FEMA, Giafrida, all these. They almost got caught in 87-88. 1993, there's a 40 questionnaire given out to 1,000 Marines in 29 Palms, California. Of the 40 questions that was asked, my focus is on three. I can't tell you one or two of them. But the main one was, would you fire on American citizens? Would you wear the blue beret of the UN? Would you fight under the banner of the UN? Those questions got my attention. And the answers were not very pleasant for them, because the American soldiers would not do that. Marines wouldn't. They said, no, no. So they brought in European troops, Russians, Chinese, other Europeans and Middle Easterners. Oh, yeah. That's what Dearborn, Michigan, and Detroit's all about. Uh-huh. And then contractors and mercenaries, they put in deep underground military bases in the United States. Carter and Clinton helped set up bringing the Chinese in through Panama Canal, Mexico, and Long Beach Naval Base. Matter of fact, you'll find where Clinton has been cohorting with the enemy, the Chinese, in the 1990s, giving them intelligence, because they all work together. The Lee family, L.I., is Illuminati Chinese family. All kinds of things going on around us. Well, they're trying to incite once again. Oh, recently, a friend of mine recently, just in the past, oh, I'll say 24 hours, said that her young son had was getting into a military organization and was asked whether he'd fire on American citizens. He said, no, I'd rather peel potatoes. What are you American generals doing? What's your problem? You actually think that God's going to allow you success? You actually think the Illuminati is going to allow you success? You think that they don't have control of you? They know when you go to the bathroom, they want size your underwear is. And your 4 stars means nothing. Now let me show you how the Knights of Malta work. For example, Knights of Malta, you can look it up, is a secret society. And they're supposed to be Americans, you see. Well, Rick Joyner, like Jerry Boykin and many others, Leonard Horowitz, a lot of them, Churchill even, just the number, the names are just immense. That are Knights of Malta. Now, let's hear what Rick Joyner has to say. Fairly recently, Rick Joyner is a Knights of Malta member, as was Churchill. I'll make sure we get this all in balance here. And Jerry Boykin, who's going out to Oregon. General Boykin. And he has a church, Morningstar, that's Lucifer, Morningstar Ministries down in Charlotte. Well, let's see what Jerry Boykin has to do with this.
So things are getting nutty in D.C., and people are concerned about our Constitution and whether or not, you know, we're maintaining the integrity of our Constitution, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Rick Joyner, Pastor Rick Joyner of the Morningstar Ministries, he's genuinely concerned about the disregard for our Constitution, which is why he's praying for God to manufacture a military takeover of the United States government. on a recent TV episode, it, you know, it's funny But it's not funny because he's really serious. And he's connected up with some like military people. He said this: there's no way our republic can last much longer. It may not last through Obama's second term. There's a glib, almost joyful disregard of the Constitution, a belittling of the Constitution. We're headed for serious tyranny, is what he says. So, Pastor Joyner, please tell us what we can do. I'm concerned about our Constitution, too. What can we do to save it? Let's see what he has to offer.
The kingdom of God is coming. And America is not the kingdom of God. We're not the new Jerusalem. I think we've been used in some wonderful and powerful ways by God. We've been one of the most generous nations in history. We've done so much good. And that's why I appeal to the Lord. Don't let us be totally destroyed. Please raise up those who will save us. And as I've started telling friends for a long time, that no election's going to get the right person in there that can restore us, because the system is so broken, so undermined right now, the whole system. I believe our only hope is a military takeover, martial law, and that the most crucial element of that is who the marshal is going to be. I believe there are noble leaders in our military.
Well, I hope God is watching his little TV station.
I'm shocked that he would ask for specifically a military takeover. Oftentimes their messages are slightly more subtle.
And even more specifically, he says, I believe that there are noble leaders in our military that love the republic, love everything that we stand for, and they could seize the government. And what's important to him, as he said, is who those people are within the military. So who might those noble marshals be, Pastor Joyner? Well, Rick Joyner is the president of the Oak Initiative, which is, their own website describes them as a grassroots movement to unite, mobilize, equip, and activate Christians. And among the ministers and Christian lobbyists that comprise the 14 board member of the Oak, listed directly below the chair and the president, is retired Army General Jerry Boykin. And this is how Boykin is described in the Oaks Initiative own website. Lieutenant General Boykin was one of the elite warriors chosen in 1978 to make up the first unit in America's ultra-secretive and deadly Delta Force. That's who I want as part of my Christian army.
That's unbelievable. You know, what the hypocrisy here is just egregious, right? So one of the Ten Commandments is thou shalt not kill. Period. It's not thou shalt not kill unless it's convenient to our political agenda. It's unbelievable, especially to have people that have essentially trained to kill others on their board and on their team.
Besides the fact of the hypocrisy of they're so concerned about the Constitution that they want to usurp the Constitution. So on a recent show, General Boykin and Pastor Joyner discussed the excitement that the end times were near and that the only thing that needs to happen in order for the end times is for a prophecy to take place, Isaiah's prophecy of the destruction of Damascus, Syria. So they're like
super excited about the destruction.
They're geared up. Yeah. Oh, good. He grabbed the popcorn, you know. End days are coming, but not before Joyner and Boykin elicit God's help to save the Constitution by suspending the Constitution.
Okay. By their own words. Now, I don't much care for the laughing that is to speakers, or these two show people were laughing. It means they don't know what they're talking about, except they do. They did say correct things on this broadcast, but they don't understand the bigger picture. That's why they're snickering a little bit. If they understood the bigger picture, I don't think they would be. But they did a good report, and it's true. I just want you to hear from the horse's mouth, Rick Joyner himself. Now, listen very carefully. 6 years after 1933, in 1933, there's a military takeover planned in the United States by by the globalists, the Illuminati in the United States. Your military-industrial complex. FDR was behind it also. Of a military takeover of the U.S. government. by the U.S. government to blend in with the New World Order. There's also a plan. You can see the map that they had presented in 1943 that is present, that you can see how they divide the world up in 10 regions. But first, the United States had to go, and that's what they planned in 1933, to use the bonus army. And to use the bonus army, they needed to tick them off awful bad. The bonus army was World War I veterans. How do we tick them off, the whole bunch of them? Well, let's withhold the bonuses. Let's mess with them a little bit to tick them off, make them mad. And that's what they did. So they had speakers in Washington. Man, there's nothing new under the sun. And General Butler, who was a three-time Medal of Honor winner, he turned one down because he didn't think he deserved it. He turned it down. He had two on his record, Medal of Honors. He was a real general, not the pencil pushers they have today. So what happened was General Butler waited a year after they approached him to offer him $60,000 in cash to lead a revolt of 500,000 World War I veterans against the government. But see, what General Butler didn't know was FDR had planned to put it down and then use that to declare martial law. Well, it failed when General Butler went before Congress, surprise, surprise, and blew the whistle on this operation. They didn't think Butler would do that. They thought Butler would agree because he'd already held some administrative job in a foreign country as a mayor. So they figured he would be perfect, and everybody trusted him. Well, he was a man to be trusted because he blew the whistle on this operation, but he didn't know FDR was behind it. It's simply a replay of what the Russians did in 1917 with Kolmogorov, which it worked. They branded the hero, a Russian hero, as a traitor. Long story short. Well, they're going to try again with General Butler, but he fooled them. So, 2 years before Pearl Harbor, 6 years after this military coup attempt, FDR says the following now. Let's put it all in perspective. March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors, in the audience of three secretive congressional committees, of one of the members of the committees, of the secret audience with the Military Appropriation Committee, Ways and Means Committee, Special War Finance Committee, there was a member, one, named Senator Lundeen, L-U-N-D-E-E-N, Lundeen, was a member of one of those organizations, one of those committees. He gave, from his diary, he copied down the exact word for word what FDR said, which I'm going to let you hear. Now I'm going to read it off for you, and you'll find this quote in Red Fog Over America by William G. Carr, commander from Canadian Forces, Coast Guard, 1955. On my website, watchmenforjesus.com, I have a timeline that's 200 pages long, and you'll find this quote. You obtain the book, Red Fog, meaning Communist Fog, Over America, Red Fog Over America by William G. Carr. Get the book, and you'll find the article, the quote also. Now that you've heard what Rick Joyner has to say, let's put it in perspective. FDR said, word for word, I quote, behind closed doors in front of three congressional committees, begin quote, I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I am putting my people ahead of all instruments. Now, my people is the Illuminati. All instruments, we are instruments in a bankruptcy, every American citizen, by virtue of the birth certificate. We are instruments, according to FDR. Continuing, I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war, and a war only. This is 2 years before Pearl Harbor. Continuing, to hell with American people as far as democracy is concerned. It does not exist. It never did, and we will never let it happen that way. I'm going to crush business, infest America with all the aliens possible, and in the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My New Deal is a failure, and I know it, but no one else will tell me I must discontinue my present activities and program. Unquote. Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, his ancestral cousin in 1841, almost 100 years earlier, published in America, The Science of Government Founded on Natural Laws, is the title. And it was nothing more than a plagiarized version of the teachings of Professor Adam Weishaupt, Frankfurt University, Germany. And this renegade Jesuit priest, Weishaupt, arranged for the agentur of the Illuminati to infiltrate into French Freemasonry, 1776. Well, he took this document, 1841, that Clinton Roosevelt plagiarized from that document that Weishaupt did, and passed it on, as directed by Manzini, to Karl Marx to plagiarize it also and call it the Communist Manifesto, 1848. That's where it came from. Ancestral cousin of FDR. This is all planned from 1841 to 1945. The evidence, slam dunk. No refuting it. Deny it all you want. You won't refute it. It's been explained, and I have many times, that Roosevelt actually made known his secret plans to establish a dictatorship in America in March of 1939. But he was directed by the Vatican. You have a split in the United States between the military and the so-called patriots of secret societies against the president's administrations as under control of the Merovingian bloodline, the Vatican. Of which one's going to be the big dog in this new world order? It's not about patriotism. They use that as a party word. None of them could be trusted. Now, that was 1939, 1943. Their plans fell apart when America didn't become a new world order. 1963, I told you about that already. How about 1972? Did you know that there's a book that came out called The Glass House Tapes, a testimony, by Lewis Tackwood, 1973. And he claims that he was a member of a super secret domestic intelligence unit of the Los Angeles Police Department, which he was, and he's working on a plan to create a chaotic domestic political situation in the United States that would then give President Nixon, who's an attendee of Bohemian Grove with his cousin Reagan, another actor. And it would give them the justification for declaring martial law. 72, 73, 74. Ever heard of Watergate? This Tackwood, with evidence, claims that he helped set up a secret operation which would allow anti-war demonstrators to break in on the floor of the 1972 Republican Convention. It was at that time, they moved it actually, when this operation didn't work, they moved it to Miami. But then it was scheduled to be in San Diego. And it was, the plan was this. Just as Vice President Agnew was to begin to speak on the podium, Tackwood and some of his accomplices in the LAPD would cause a riot on the convention floor, and the demonstrators would battle police, and during this uproar, the vice president would be shot, that means assassinated, on national TV to gain maximum impact. And so they had planned on that incident to be followed by a wave of nationwide bombings, and the revolutionary left would openly take credit for it. So, in response, then, President Nixon would have the justification to declare a state of a national emergency and essentially suspend the constitutional rights. Now, that sounds pretty wild, don't it? Well, when you consider it, Tackwood's assertions, when you look at what happened in Agnew, Agnew was expendable by the White House. That's what they do. And even though Nixon didn't replace him on the ticket in 1972, Agnew resigned in October 1973, the 10th of October. They had, all of a sudden, allegations of corruption and bribery, some just popped up. Imagine that. And according to what we should have had as president, Senator Barry Goldwater, his biography, should have been Goldwater as president, not Nixon. Nixon never liked Agnew because his nomination was forced on him by the conservative wing of the Republican Party. Family, they're all in on it. The Democrats and Republicans are in on this, together at the Council of Foreign Relations level. There are Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, you get it? And one historian said, I quote, "A lot of us in the GOP, G-O-P, knew Nixon would have preferred Rockefeller or former Texas Governor John Connally as his running mate in 1972. But conservatives would have not tolerated that. I was positive of one thing. The White House itself was leaking some of the allegations against Agnew," unquote. That was Barry Goldwater speaking. Goldwater, Doubleday, New York, Doubleday, 1988, page 265 and 263. So Nixon selected, listen carefully what I'm going to say, Nixon then selected his cousin, Gerald Ford, to replace Agnew as his vice president, and then Ford later granted Nixon a presidential pardon from any future prosecution. So your Sheriff of Pio and Mack and all these others is going after some sort of impeachment of Obama. It's just a name game. They know darn good and well that's not what they're going to do. And a birth certificate don't matter anyway. We're a corporation. That's another story. You know, former Nixon aide John Dean, he hinted that he had been aware of the incident in a December 1982 interview in ABC TV after hours. John Dean said that he knew about these assassination plots, but said that he didn't know just what to make of them. How about that? And did you know that President Nixon had actually met with Joint Chief of Staff, tried to enlist their support in extra-constitutional action around December 1973. That was to keep him in power. Matter of fact, Seymour Hersh, writing in August 1983 edition of the Atlantic Monthly, he has an article there called The Pardon, page 69. And one of the chiefs of staff, of course, that's why I get hard on the chief of staff, because they're nothing but a bunch of traitors. He recalled Nixon's speech with alarm. He said, I quote, "He kept on referring to the fact that he may be the last hope, that the Eastern elite was out to get him. He kept saying, quote, this is our last and best hope, the last chance to resist the fascist of the left. His words brought me straight up out of my chair. I felt the president, without the words having been said, was trying to sound us out to see if we would support him in some extra-constitutional action. He is trying to find out whether, in a crunch, there was support to keep him in power," unquote. It didn't end there, because throughout 1974, high-level government officials were worried that the President Nixon would resort to extra constitutional measures rather than be forced from office by impeachment because of impairment. And it's due to the cover-up of the Watergate scandal. So got the idea now? Yeah, I'm not done. The Washington Post had a story entitled "The Military Coup Fears Denied," and talks about Secretary of Defense James Schlesinger. Now, here comes something key. This kind of, for me, identifies the division of the U.S. government within itself. This white hat, black hat thing going on between the Vatican and the white hats of America. Who's going to be the big dog? Well, James Schlesinger, Secretary of Defense, had taken special measures to protect the military chain of command. And that would be should any illegal orders come from President Nixon. And defense actually, Rolling Stone magazine said Defense Secretary James Schlesinger requested a tight watch in the military chain of command to ensure that no extraordinary orders went out from the White House during this period of uncertainty. Does that sound familiar? Pentagon officials have said that Schlesinger never feared that a coup would be successful, even if attempted. But nevertheless, Defense Department officials said the word went out that no commanders of any forces should carry out orders which came from the White House or elsewhere outside normal chain of command. Now, in July of 1974, Secretary of Defense Schlesinger actually investigated how quickly the Army's 82nd Airborne could be brought to Washington, D.C. from Fort Bragg. That's North Carolina here. And that was to counterbalance Marine contingents loyal to Nixon. Seymour Hersh, writing in August 1983 edition of Atlantic Monthly, he stated, I quote, "Schlesinger began to investigate what forces could be assembled at his order as a counterweight to the Marines. If Nixon, in a crisis, chose to subvert the Constitution, and the notion that Nixon could at any time resort to extraordinary steps to preserve his presidency was far more widespread in the government than the public perceived in the 30 early days of Watergate perceives today." Now, I did research on research, and I researched William T. Steele's book, New World Order, and that you find it there. And also, I did research on his research, and it's right. But you Marines out there, did you know that when Richard Nixon was vice president under Eisenhower, he struck up a friendship with his military aide? And you know who that aide was? Yeah, Robert Cushman. In 1971, it was General Cushman who was deputy director of the CIA. He provided unauthorized CIA support to the illegal escapades of Watergate plumbers Hunt and Liddy. So by June 1974, Cushman was appointed as Marine representative of the Joint Chief of Staff, one of the five most powerful military men in the nation. And Schlesinger, the Atlantic Monthly said, I quote, "Schlesinger continued to believe that Cushman, with his personal loyalty to Nixon, was a weak link in the new chain of command. He quietly investigated just what forces would be available to Nixon. The Marines, Cushman's troops, were by far the strongest presence in the Washington area." Can somebody smell a word? I mean, smell the word. Civil War. How about when Sheriff Arpaio says that if the militia, the border militia, come around his sheriffs, he would put 30 bullets in them? What's wrong with Sheriff Arpaio? What's wrong with these people? I thought we were against communism, fascism, Islamophobia thing, I don't know what. I thought we were against all this and stealing children and the police trying to find the children. What's going on here? How about drugs? CIA brings the drugs in anyway. So, family, somebody better do something. Because 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the answer. If you don't think God's not going to come down this country, I'm going to have another thing telling you. He's going to hammer us hard. Most of our generals are worthless. Alexander Haig and Kissinger formed up the depopulation plan in SSM 200 to murder people. Families there. Alexander Haig and Kissinger working together. How about that? A depopulation plan. That. Was carried forth by another Luciferian fake Christian named Jimmy Carter, who then formulated Global 2000 to continue depopulation for the Illuminati. Isn't that a hoot? See, even some of the Freemasons and Shriners, they don't know that they're being used for their own destruction and the death of their own families. For this new internationalism, new world order. Now that was 72, 74. And that was they were going to use a national disaster, were they not? A national disaster, 72, 74, to justify martial law. It all stays along with the same agenda. So we roll right along to 1980s. And what do we have? We had another attempted coup.
Reagan was elected to the presidency. He installed Louis Giafrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Giafrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giafrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir.
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan, in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe that it was.
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the chair.
You stopped by the chairman in an actual, now you heard the actual documentation of it, the actual words being spoken. Okay, get no greener than that. Vladimir Lenin, nothing but a student of the Illuminati. That's all he was. Another puppet, Lenin was. Vladimir Lenin, a good student, nonetheless, He said, and I quote, "The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and rebellion, you will have repression and the dictatorship by consent," unquote. They need dissension. They need rebellion. And that will give them the reason, the excuses for repressing and to form a dictatorship. I have proven my point using the very words of the ones that's done it. And they're going to do it again and again until they finally get the New World Order, until you kick out all those that are members of secret societies. And I'll tell you what, actually, and I'm kind of putting this together in my head the past hour, and that's why I sometimes hesitate, because my mind is going to the next point I want to make that I haven't prepared, because I'm putting this together as we go along. My mind just puts it together just the way it works. I let God lead me where I'm going to go, you see. Because that's who I follow, is Lord Jesus Christ. I want to get a step ahead, because I want to warn people. That's all I'm here for, is to warn people, and I go about my business, whatever that might be. But I'll tell you something. Along the way, you had real truth tellers. Today, you don't have them. Your Alex Joneses and Quayles and Dizdars and all these people. The Springmeyer has been subjugated. Robert Sheba, all these people have been subjugated. They watered down the testimonies. It's not right what they do. Turn away from the King James Bible, and with evidence, extreme evidence, irrefutable evidence. The King James, the only true word of God that you can use, that everybody ignores and runs away from, brainwashed and thinking the others are just as good. And people too afraid to speak out and speak up. Doggone it. Now, I'm getting to the news here shortly, but I'm laying the groundwork. That's where I'm headed here, you see. I want you to know. I'm not going to spring things on you and someone say, "Well, what kind of mess is that?" Well, I'm going to give you the evidence there, by golly. Now, the evidence is supernatural world that we're dealing with. It's not natural. This agenda couldn't possibly be natural, and it goes back, as I've shown you, all the way back. There's no way. It's impossible for this to carry on so consistently and to be made by mankind. Families would change. But here's the big thrust. And while I've been talking, I've been searching, and I've been finding. You see, chapter 15 of the protocols learned Elders of Zion. And that is their protocol. This is the plan that God is going to allow them to pursue when he turns away from us, when we continue with homosexual marriages being allowed in this world, in the United States. Taking down the Ten Commandments. Child euthanasia being approved in Oregon. Y'all better rush there and stop it. Get your nose out of the golf game. Get your nose out of Dancing with Stars. And get your nose in the business of what's going on. And Oregon, you need to focus on to stop the Child Euthanasia Act going through. You better do it now, or you're going to lose control of your children. And you better follow General Boykin. He's heading there. In chapter 15, it's XV for you Roman numeral guys. And chapter 15 of the protocols of what they're going to be allowed to do says the following. Chapter 15 tells what's going to happen to all lesser beings. Quote, Masons, Jews, Christians, etc., etc. Quote, when we, the high priest of the Luciferian Creed, at last definitely come into our kingdom by aid of a coup d'etat, prepared everywhere for one and the same day. Now listen carefully. after the worthlessness of all existing forms of government have been definitely acknowledged, unquote. That's the purpose of the Alex Joneses, is to show you how worthless the governments are. And the quails and all these. And they are worthless, but they want you to know it now. They want you to know how worthless the government is, so you'll accept another form of peace. New world order of Satan. Just like the Bible says it's going to happen. I'm giving it to you right now on this channel. Right now, I'm telling you what they're going to do. Continuing quote of Satan, Prince of This World by William G. Carr. Quote, this lecture was delivered between 1873 and 1901. And by the way, that period of time was when Albert Pike planned three world wars for the 20th century. Was after 1873, by the way. Quote, the lecturer told his listeners it might take a century to place those who directed this conspiracy, quote, where no power or cunning can prevent us usurping undisputed world domination. Quote, he tells his audience that once in power, they shall take the following steps to make sure and make certain they remain in power. Step number one, quote, we shall slay without mercy all who take arms to oppose our coming into a kingdom. Number two, belonging to anything like a secret society will be punishable by death. Three, those who have belonged to secret societies, have served the synagogue of Satan, are to be disbanded and sent into exile. Exactly as was done in Russia and now being done in China. Now keep in mind, that quote was told in 1973 and 1901, and that's exactly what was done in that period of time when this was laid out. The lecturer added, quote, in this way, we will proceed with Masons who know too much, unquote. And number four, quote, a lot of quotes there. You counting the quotes? Anyway, number four, death will be the penalty of all who hinder our affairs. We execute Masons in such wise that none, save the Brotherhood, can ever have suspicion of it, not even the victims themselves of our death sentence. They will all die when required as if from some normal kind of illness, unquote. Now, I think I'm ready to proceed with the news of what's going on. You don't think they can't do it? Well, I've already proven over and over that our troops have been victimized by septal implants of microprocessors, microchips in their bodies. Today, 2009 till today, there's a lawsuit. 7,800 veterans are suing the government for septal, means nose, implants of microchips in their bodies. And I've talked to y'all before about how the septal implants not only can provide voice-to-skull technology where they hear it speaking in their heads. That's microwave technology. That's all it is. They can control sexual behavior. They can find them with like a GPS with these microchips. They can monitor their emotions. And they can deliver an electrical shock in 1973 with the same devices anywhere in the world. Dr. Ralph Schwitzbell at Harvard did a study on it. And they used test group of homosexuals in prison as test subjects. So in 1973, they were delivering electrical shocks to the bodies of that person anywhere in the world by the the miniature device and transponder put inside the skin. They can hypnotize while they sleep at REM sleeping at 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning, 1 to 3. While they're in sleep, they can monitor when they're dead asleep and speak to them as a hypnotist. You getting the point here? With a trigger word, they can kill at a moment. The word can be said in their head through the microprocessor, now nanobots, or some way that they've been triggered. I've already demonstrated this many times in my broadcast. It's about connecting dots, family. Now, while you got that clear in your mind, a Marine guard shot to death by a colleague at a North Carolina base in Camp Lejeune, the 8th of April. Oh, that was yesterday, 7th, 8th of April. Authorities at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, say a Marine standing guard at the main gate has shot and killed another guard. Family, that's beyond insanity. The shooting occurred 5:30 p.m. yesterday. On Tuesday. It was on Tuesday. 5:30 p.m. this week. Do you know back in 2013, around February, former SEAL Chris Kyle allegedly killed by a former Marine he was trying to help. He's a sniper who's a Christian. Former Navy SEAL Chris Kyle and his neighbor, Chad Littlefield, took former Marine Eddie Ray Routh, R-O-U-T-H, to a Texas gun range to help him. But for some reason, Routh, allegedly turned his gun on his two mentors, killing them both. Police said, well, today, but that was back in February 2013. He's a corporal in the Marines from June 2006 to January 2010. Deployed in Iraq 2007, Haiti 2010. Can someone say septal implant? Trained to kill at a moment's notice when they're given a certain word or a certain indicator? Family, this is only scratching the surface. 22 suicides per day. 22 suicides per day. Probably 26 if you count how they're counting them. Per day now. Every day. 7 days a week. 8,000 veterans are dead by the year. Family, there's something wrong here. You Joint Chief of Staff and you're putting what? Anti-suicide nose sprays? What's wrong with you? And you've got an active group up in D.C., that is attacking this suicide pandemic. You see, well, there's a problem that I discovered. Is the leaders of this organization, Rykoff, is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. Oops. That's a serious problem. A real serious problem, because that means he works for the Illuminati. If they're a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. And you have a Colonel Riley, you have a Colonel Valley, and Valley even supports Glenn Beck. And he's certainly not for America. All these people work for the Illuminati. Family, you got foxes in the hen house. And they're leading you to what I've just described the past hour, like they did in 1933. May the 16th, they got a march going on. I've talked about this before. I know in up in Canada, I believe it was Ontario or was it Vancouver? Anyway, they had some marches going on a couple years ago, and police were inside dressed with bandanas, and you could see the black boots, and actually the marchers were aware of this and did the right thing by isolating. The cops had infiltrated into the march, and the ones throwing the rocks and all that was the cops throwing the rocks at the other cops. And I've explained now the past hour why that is, to justify action. So to try to do in 1963 with Kent State, that was the purpose of it. To see if American servicemen, reservists, would fire American citizens. That's part of that test in 1963 of military takeover. Families all connected together. It's not not at all separate. All the shootings that's been going on, Columbine, Virginia Tech, had the shooters linked up to some military family or contractor, was on Prozac, and then do it on yourself. Check it out. Y'all getting the point? Everything I've got here, I've got studies for everything. And family, I'm bringing it up. I know it's kind of dangerous to do, but I'm hoping the people that's doing it will understand that there's people out here that know what you're up to. And one of us goes down, there'll be another one pop up. You see? You know, I said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And our job is to bring that knowledge out. I know that Patriots for America has been infiltrated. All of them have. All of them have. All of them have been infiltrated. And you got to watch your back. Now, if this march goes on in May the 16th, mobilization and all this that we're talking about, and they have a military coup, Operation, what's it called? Operation American Spring, May the 16th. They get 1.8 million people to march. You know, will Obama resign? Well, he already knows what he's going to do. It's all scripted out anyway. It's all scripted. And if it actually happens, then all you're going to have another despotic government to come into place, like Rand Paul or Ron Paul. These are secret society members. Ron Paul's a Rosicrucian. Family, they're setting you up again. They're setting you up. What I'm trying to do is bring this to light so somebody will, I don't know, someone up there in the highest level will say, wait a minute, what's going on here? And finally realize what's happening. But it's so connected that at least those that know may be the few. But at least you'll know, at least something's been said that we know what you're up to. So here's the deal. I have briefed before, which for me was an eye-opener, because I have always trained Marines and trained ever since I was a lieutenant and trained law enforcement, anti-terrorism units and so forth. I've done that three different locations. And I was the one of them, that would watch the TV in the days when I was in college and so forth and in the Marine Corps. I was one of the ones that during the demonstrations would, certainly if I was there, I would have, I'm, I'll be honest with you, would say, let the dogs loose and bring out the water cannons. I didn't know that these long-haired, pot-smoking hippies were actually right. I didn't know that the wars and demonstrations were already pre-planned by secret societies, CIA, FBI, certain levels. I didn't know that. I didn't know that we were training Al-Qaeda. I found this out when I was in Kosovo. So I started training some folks that were going to do marches. I said, well, my idea is nonviolence. So I trained them in Chicago on how to deal with their marches. I said, this is a real switch. And I said, to you guys in here, I have to be honest with you. I was one of the ones that would yell, let the dogs loose on you. They all started looking at each other. I said, but now I see what's happened. I see what's going on, so I want to brief y'all, and I gave them some information and instructions on how to march without, you know, without violence, and watching out for the setups. Here's what I told them, partially. It was for them to set up teams within their march to watch for troublemakers within their group. They'll hang together in little fire teams. That means four or five. That's how they do it. They'll have certain identification markings on them. Maybe, I don't know, same jacket or shoes. Look at the shoes. It'd be some kind of military or police shoe types or some kind of a bandana or something to identify themselves. They'll be the ones to, you know, look at their clothing, the boots, maybe an emblem of some kind. They'll have some kind of patch or ID or bandana or wrist bracelet or something similar to ID them to police friendly. What I said was to look for any provocation aimed at police. And if you find it, then the teams were to move in between the provocateurs and the police who are trying to provoke, who'd be probably friends of theirs, and to put 10 or 15 of your guys in between them. And then start dividing them up, the fire teams, by bringing groups in to divide the little fire teams where they hang together. Start separating them without violence, and watch how they get out of there quickly. And pull their bandanas off their faces, and then jump back before they hit you. But jerk the bandanas off. Take pictures of them. Look for radios. Grab the radio. Something nonviolent that's going to cause them to want to get back into police protection. Because they're pretending to be you and they're provoking a war, provoking a riot. It's not right. So, I had other instructions there as well. That hopefully would help them. And if an incident did happen, move to isolate each member from the other, as I mentioned before, and between them. And they would quickly reduce the intimidation. And if you had to, the groups that was in the middle was to turn their backs to the police so as to show no aggressive action and face the traitors within your group. Now, I had other instructions, but I'll leave it at that. You got the idea. Because they're going to be inside your group. They're going to be there. Now, whether it actually happens or not, that's another story. Only God knows that. Whether Obama says, okay, I'll resign, it's all planned out anyway. Or whether nothing happens at all. It's just fear-mongering again. It doesn't matter. Whatever happens, happens. You see, and you deal with it. But I'm telling you what to be looking for. So now, I've talked about so far, with evidence, testimony, of how this agenda, this conspiracy, goes all the way back to the 1700s until right now today. Not just Obama, but all the way back to FDR. all the way back to Andrew Woodrow Wilson, the League of Nations. That was the model for the United Nations. Remember the World War I, the war to end all wars? May the 1st, Veterans March on D.C. You have a bonus army replay. Nothing new under the sun. People don't connect the dots here. See, I'm trying to connect those dots for you so you'll see what's really going on. I don't get nothing for this. I do it because I care about my fellow Marines. And I care about other people, too. And doggone it, people don't listen. They're so darn stubborn. And they're so brainwashed in these schools and this news. And they run, they hide, they deny. And that is the cause for why this happens. Or they've taken a blood oath. And then they complain about this happening. And then they close their ears to the truth. Yes, I'm starting to lose my sympathy. Because of stubbornness, idiocy. And people hiding in their little foxholes and not coming out to speak out and to face what is the reality of what's going on today. And the cowardice of the Freemasons that won't renounce that blood oath and to take up the cross of a real honest American, if you will, and realize what's really going on. Wake up. Stop running. Stop hiding behind your most favorite parking place or whatever that you've got as a Freemason. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. It will fail because they're going to kill you. When they're done, they will kill you. You see? This is no game. This is not, you know, some false claim. It's what's getting ready to happen. And, it's just so doggone frustrating that people just won't listen. And all they got to do is just check it out, test it, actually investigate it. That's all they got to do. Well, and all the evidence is there, and all they got to do is connect the dots. That's all they got to do. Now, let's see what happens here. I don't know if this is going to work or not. Hold on a minute. It's going to work great. All right, here we go. For example, 1933.
You can roughly locate any community somewhere along a scale running all the way from democracy to despotism. This man makes it his job to study these things.
Well, for one thing, avoid the comfortable idea that the mere form of government can of itself safeguard a nation against despotism.
For big business, despotism was often a useful tool for securing foreign markets and pursuing profits. One of the U.S. Marine Corps' most highly decorated generals, Smedley Darlington Butler, by his own account, helped pacify Mexico for American oil companies, Haiti and Cuba for National City Bank, Nicaragua for the Brown Brothers brokerage, the Dominican Republic for sugar interests, Honduras for U.S. fruit companies, and China for Standard Oil. General Butler's services were also in demand in the United States itself in the 1930s, as President Franklin Delano Roosevelt sought to relieve the misery of the Depression through public enterprise and tougher regulations on corporate exploitation and misdeeds.
More power to you, President Roosevelt. The entire country's behind you, thrilled with hope and patriotism.
But the country was not entirely behind the populist president. Large parts of the corporate elite despised what Roosevelt's New Deal stood for. And so, in 1934, a group of conspirators sought to involve General Butler in a treasonous plan.
The plan, as outlined to me, was to form an organization of veterans to use as a bluff or as a club, at least, to intimidate the government.
But the corporate cabal had picked the wrong man. Butler was fed up with being what he called a gangster for capitalism.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee, the highest representation of the American people, under subpoena to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship. The upshot of the whole thing was that I was supposed to lead an organization of 500,000 men, which would be able to take over the functions of government.
A congressional committee ultimately found evidence of a plot to overthrow Roosevelt. According to Butler, the conspiracy included representatives of some of America's top corporations, including J.P. Morgan, DuPont, and Goodyear Tire. As today's chairman of Goodyear Tire knows, for corporations to dominate government, a coup is no longer necessary.
Corporations have gone global. And by going global, the governments have lost some control over corporations, regardless of whether the corporation can be trusted or cannot be trusted. Governments today do not have over the corporations the power that they had and the leverage that they had 50 or 60 years ago. And that's a major change. So governments have become powerless compared to where they were before.
Capitalism today commands the towering heights and has displaced politics and politicians as the new high priests and reigning oligarchs of our system. So capitalism and its principal protagonists and players, corporate CEOs, have been accorded unusual power and access. This is not to deny the significance of government and politicians, but these are the new high priests.
Well, there you go. That's word-for-word testimony. A vintage film, 1933-34, of his actual testimony. And you can see him talking. The mouth goes and you hear the words and you see the foggy little, you know, poor camera. You got the point? Can't get no greener than that. You know what I mean by keep, you know, getting no greener? It's when that little old lady from Pasadena is sitting at that red light. And it turns green, and the redneck behind her says, "Hey, mama, won't you pull on? It's got lights already greener. Ain't going to get no greener. Won't you go?" Well, light ain't going to get no greener. The word's not going to get no greener here because I get slam dunked today. Family, you're being led down a primrose path by Illuminati, secret societies, Jesuits, the CEOs, and those over here think they're going to be the world leader. They're trying to break away from the motherland, Queen Elizabeth II, second cousin to Churchill, second cousin to Hitler, and second cousin to Stalin, and all the other little cousinries are all presidents and prime ministers. Just like I told y'all a couple days ago. Matter of fact, they tell you the truth before they do it. They do it in such a way that it's not believable. They have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. People just don't pay attention. President Roosevelt himself said, quote, presidents are selected, not elected. That's the truth. You waste your time going to a presidential convention, because it's already chosen who's going to be the president before you even go. Your trip to the voting booth means nothing. Curtis, a radio computer programmer, confirms back in Florida elections, their booths were tampered with. All you had to do was a certain program would sway the presidential election. He confirmed that in testimony. You see. So, Martin Luther King said, and I quote, "We must face the appalling fact that we've been betrayed by both Democratic Republican parties and Republican parties. So, now, I laid the groundwork. I keep laying the groundwork. Did you know, I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. And this is one of the reasons you're seeing in the news a first woman president in some other country, the first woman mayor in certain other countries. Family, God's got a certain set way that he's set up the families. Go against that, it's an abomination. It's not my fault. It's what the Bible says. Okay, now, they're bringing in, changing everything. What's my point? Here's my point. I mentioned this before. Hillary Clinton says she's, quote unquote, thinking about the 2016 White House run. And watch, Wesley Clark. Aha, Wesley Clark, Powderpuff Clark, General Clark, the one who tried to start World War III in June of 1999. Look it up right now as I'm speaking, if you will. I was in Kosovo about 6 months after that. And I was there for 5 years in Kosovo, right in the thick of it, of the rebuilding. I was there when 1,500 Serbs were murdered over a period of about 3 or 4 years for a very quiet genocide that we helped support. And the UN did too. Al-Qaeda ran free through Kosovo. RHIS, Al-Halamein, I kept track of them. I kept track of the terrorist training sites throughout the Kosovo region. My own little map I kept hidden away. I kept track of it. And I kept reporting at every meeting I could. That's why my 7-year contract ended up being 5. Anyway. So, I see telling the truth is more important in life and liberty and everything else. Telling the truth is the first thing and the most important thing in your life. Yep, Hillary Clinton says she's thinking about running with the man. And it doesn't say yet, but you watch Wesley Clark. He's not on your side. He's a Rhodes Scholar. Naomi Wolf, bit of Bob Clinton, Bill Clinton, he's a Rhodes Scholar. Those who have Rhodes Scholars, Nobel Peace Prize winners, are Illuminati members, or they would not have those rewards, degrees. Cesar Rhodes was evil. Nobel was Illuminati. You get the point? They will work for Illuminati, and they did, and they will. In various capacities. Wesley Clark tried to start World War III. I've explained that before too, because the 70-year bank cycle ended from 1929 using all Americans as a bank collateral with your birth certificate as pledged for $1 million trust for each one. How about that? Anyway, 70-year rolls around 1999. You ran out of collateral. We're supposed to be in the New World Order by December 1999. That's when Putin was launching a fake attack. And Alex Jones covered that in December 31st, 1999, and never happened. I got a copy of the actual broadcast. There's never an attack by Putin. Well, I've still yet to understand. I don't understand why they did that. But anyway, in June 99, Wesley Clark was to start the first spark between British column, a mechanized column, and the Russian Spetsnaz. So that would have put China and Russia against NATO, and that's what they're doing today. Except this time, it's happened. Crimea, Ukraine, is going on over there just like they planned to do in 1999. It's being replayed again today. Man, I tell you what. Fifteen years later. Connect those dots, man. Connect those dots. It didn't succeed then. They're going to try to do it again. A fake World War III. A fake. And they start calling it Gog and Magog. That's impossible. Hagee and all the rest of them better go back to Bible school. It's not Gog and Magog. It's not Armageddon. Not even going to be World War III. The real World War III. Real result. In a massive loss of life, but we're not even in the seven seals yet. Carl Gallup is wrong. We're not in the sixth trumpet. It's ridiculous. Family, they're misusing the Bible, misusing all kinds of things. You know, sometimes I wonder if I get through. Well, the same time frame, they're starting their provocations. The government is attacking again. You have one in custody after Pennsylvania school stabbings. This kid just goes bananas, starts stabbing people out of nowhere. Anyone say Ritalin or Prozac? Microchip? A Marine gets shot by a fellow Marine? It doesn't happen. But it does if they have microchips in them, though, and they've been hypnotized. It would. Very easily. You know, you got to test, of course. Now, what if they're marching May the 1st, May the 16th? What if they have 5, 6, 7, or 8, or 10 that don't even know that they've been targeted with ELF transmission, microwave technology, and they start killing people in this march coming up? You won't need to put cops in the middle of it. Use those that's already under the control of psychotropic drugs and the microchips. Mm-hmm. About that. So they test this kid out in Pennsylvania. They activate him. They test this Marine out in Camp Lejeune. They activate him. Well, after all, it worked with Kyle. They assassinated both of those guys with a microchipped individual. You go to my website, watchmanforjesus.com, and you'll find the suicide conspiracy, part one, part two, and read it for yourself. And then double, triple check it, quadruple check it, whatever, with everything I've got there for your own research, and expand it if you want. I don't care. What I do care is that you learn about it and know what's really going on out there. At the same time, a Democrat mayor, they got to make sure it's Democrat, cancels a memorial for a killed police officer. Now I'm going to read you the title. I want to read you the title of this article to make sure you all see it, right? That's what they put the article there for. All this in the same week. Democrat mayor cancels memorial for killed police officer and attends the funeral of the cop's killer. Unquote. Y'all, come on. This is so set up, it's not even funny. It's on a big setup, though. Now, what's that going to do? Boy, that's going to tick off people. Bad, isn't it? Yeah, that's what it's supposed to do. That's what it's going to do. That's what's supposed to happen. America, they're messing with you on a big way. And they're putting it in your articles and nobody's catching it. So all they're going to do is stop there at that article and say, how dare that mayor do that? The doggone Democrats. Yeah, we don't like you either, Republicans say. Well, we don't like you. That's what they're doing. They're causing division between Democrats and Republicans. Causing Americans to fight each other. And well, wake up, man. Wake up. What's wrong with you? It's the Illuminati. Secret society is causing us to fight each other. And Masons, they're going to kill you too. Yeah, I mean, come on. You know, this is so simple to see. And then in the same week, armed federal agents and snipers, Nevada rancher, whose last name is Bundy, is taking on the government in battle that's reaching a breaking point. Dun, 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 dun. Here we go. Those mean old nasty feds, 200 of them, coming after a Nevada rancher. Okay, so the other shows are going to be saying, they're going to stop right there at that. Look at the federal government, what they're doing. how Obama's bad. Well, let's go back to FDR. Let's go back to Nixon. Let's go back to every doggone one of the Illuminati members, and let's talk about it. It's more provocation. I look beyond this to the reality and not the provocation of the dialectic. But no, go on ahead. Play the little part. If y'all can't see a setup here with 200 federal agents against one Nevada rancher, man, it's like taking on a drug cartel. They'd use that. It's so set up, it's not even funny. And how y'all federal agents go along with this? Where's the courage at? Someone to speak up. Oh, I forgot. They'd lose the job. That's right. Or they'd be set up and killed by their own people. I forgot all about that. Yeah. Okay, I understand. And the same weak Child Protective Service snatches an infant because of legal medical marijuana prescription. Oh, yeah. And they got a picture there, real nice picture, of people kneeling down and crying and all that kind of stuff. Now, it may really happen. I don't know. Or maybe actors. I don't know. Either way, it don't matter. It's reported as such. That's what matters. It's the effect they're going to give the public. All this at one time, in 1 week. Now, they're going to take these articles and go to the militia. Look at these guys. Look what they're doing. You see, at these meetings, Tea Party, same thing. Black Panthers, other whatever, Hebrew roots, I don't know, whatever, Christian Identity. See this? Yeah. We all, let's go. And these guys have no idea they're being manipulated by smooth-talking FBI, CIA, Jesuit-trained, whiz-bangs, thank you, ma'am, kind of traitors. Well-trained, they're good at it. Rah, rah, rah. Here we go. One of Ted's presentations right there in some barn somewhere. People that really, you know, are thinking they're doing the right thing, being led to slaughter. Yeah, I don't know. Here's another one. You'll love this one. And see these articles now. These articles, check it out. They go all over the United States. It's not just we'll just pick one little article, one little town. No, they take these articles and they make them viral. You see, that's how they do it. You can for example, you take some instance they'll set up. The Freemason cops here may set something up. All right. So here's the article. It comes out in the Mount Airy paper, Winston-Salem paper. They'll take that article and flash it throughout the United States. All the media is controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations. They put an editor at each paper, each newspaper, each TV station to make sure it's edited and led toward what they want. Oh, this is congressional confirmed. Congressional minutes of the meeting 1915 confirms what I've just told you. Started off with J.P. Morgan. Passed on to Rockefeller's 1921. And they've never lost control. On a couple of occasions in World War I, I think another one in the 1930s or somewhere there, some articles got out that they said would never happen again. The truth got out. Yeah. Anyway. Well, here's the point. This article, China plans extermination of the United States. The awful logic. Okay. So we know China's the enemy. Main enemy. And Russia, right? Okay. Well, I have a question then here. It's just a basic question. If we know China's a possible enemy and nuclear war can break out, you know, chuckle, chuckle here, that millions of people could die. Why do we have, Rand Paul, how come you not said nothing? How come we have 257 foreign trade zones owned by the Chinese sovereign territory, Chinese in America? Why? Nobody's saying a darn word. Man, they just quiet like crickets. Beep, 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 beep. You heard that? That's cricket. Just like crickets. Not a word. Why aren't the truckers or others and tea parties blockading these foreign trade zones? How come they're not doing that? And then what we've done? We got a nuclear war coming with China, right? And yet you got sovereign Chinese territory in America. Wait a minute. Oh, I forgot about about Clinton and they're all Billy Bobs, Clinton and Carter and all this, letting the Chinese come in the United States by design. Chinagate, Billy Bob Clinton, giving them Long Beach Naval Base for Costco, Long Beach Naval Base, California. Well, you know, if you're going to bring in military equipment, you got to have somewhere to bring it in, you know. Long Beach Naval Base seemed okay in 1993. And Carter, setting up with a treaty to pull out of the Panama Canal, knowing very well, working with the elite in China, yeah, to leave a vacuum of no jobs when the American pulled out, to let the Chinese take over. Wasn't that clever? It's like a chess move, you know. And so the Chinese took over in Panama as a result of that vacuum left by the United States pulling out. Well, come on now, family. If you're going to build military bases or Chinese bases in Mexico, you got to have a foothold, you know. So there you go. Panama Canal, South America. Let them in little by little. There's your presence. That's little old guys, little throwaways under the Vatican and the Illuminati. They're Italian and German Illuminati, not Jews. This ain't a Jewish conspiracy by no stretch of imagination. Are Jews involved? Yeah. Italians are involved. Knights Templar. The Irish control the banking, not the Jews. The Irish, Knights Templar, control the banking. Hey, wake up. God got a hold of me this morning, man. I'm going to tell you what. He said, you got to start talking. Psalm 61, verse 2. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Psalm 61, verse 2. Coming down to it. I gave you loads of evidence. As a matter of fact, I didn't even really scratch the surface again. Jesus Christ is coming back. There's no preacher, not even one. You can't name one. Billy Graham says you don't have to know the name of Jesus. You don't have to know the name of Jesus. He says it now. He's a 33rd degree Mason. Robert Schuller, 33rd degree Mason. Copeland. Joyce Myers, Eastern Star. Copeland, 33rd degree Mason. Rick Warren, he's a self-professed CFR member. Chrislam, Christian and Islam together? Oh, that's what Billy Graham says. Don't matter which one you come from, as long as you have to be saved by something. You may not even know the name of Jesus. That's what he says, unquote. I can give it to you now if you wanted to hear it. Family, here's my point. Jesus Christ is the only one you can trust, and to become born again is the only way. There is no other way. There is no other individual, no person, no man, no God, except God of the Bible, the King James Bible. That's the God with a capital G. Jehovah. And his only son is not Yeshua, not Yahweh, not Yeshua, that's Sananda Manuel. That's your fallen angel that's coming. Jesus Christ is his name. Of the real Jesus. His name is Jesus. Not Yeshua. Not Yeshua. That's a trick and a fraud by the Hebrew Roots Movement, Sacred Name Movement, Christian Identity, Arnold Murray, Herbert Armstrong, Church of Christ, whatever. It's to get you all, to, everybody worldwide, to say Yeshua. Jeshua. Get used to it. Because Sananda Emmanuel, a fallen angel, look it up right now if you want to, is going to claim to be Yeshua in this disclosure, this lie about aliens out there. That's coming around the pike, family. It's all connected together. First, they need chaos to bring order. Now, the sequence, I don't know exactly, but it really don't matter. Because I know Jesus Christ is going to step on their heads. And for those that seek Jesus Christ, he'll save you. But you must repent. You must come to him on bended knee. Between you and Jesus, nobody else. No preacher, no rabbi, no priest, no pope. But you and Jesus Christ alone. And Satan is going to hold you back. Well, don't let him do it. Come together as a family. And take Jesus Christ as Savior. The real Jesus. While you got the time. Because when this thing breaks loose, you're going to be some kind of busy. and you put Jesus Christ on the side as a sidebar on the sideline, are you ever going to go back? Yeah, when you've lost all hope of mankind, and mankind will always fail you every single time. But Jesus Christ won't. His promises are secure. Have you not noticed that ever present has never fulfilled their promises? Well, duh. Has that ever happened before? Yeah, every time, and now you know why. They never intend to. Because they work for the Vatican. They're nothing but puppets, like Putin. And all the rest of them. Mandela. Mandela was the Knights of Malta. They kept him in prison just to protect him from getting killed, because they wanted to use him again for more murder. He directed more murders from prison he did when he was doing his thing. Martin Luther King was a real man of God. He was a real man to lead people together. Mandela wasn't. But you can't compare. Shoot. Mandela couldn't even fit Martin Luther King's shoes by no stretch of imagination. Martin Luther King was 10 times the man and the leader that Mandela ever thought he could be. Martin Luther King. JFK. Bobby Kennedy. Although I don't agree with Malcolm X's politics, but he really did care. He really did learn about the real Islam when he went over to Saudi Arabia. However, Islam is against God. They worship Allah, which is moon god. That's not the point. Point is, Malcolm X wasn't working with the Illuminati like everybody else. Jesse Jackson, all the rest of them were. That's my point about him. That's why they had to kill him. They wanted to use the Black Panthers and the Muslim black Muslims to instigate that civil war I read you about in that congressional records. They were going to use that radical side of the blacks against the KKK, which is a Christian identity and Aryan nation, on the whites. That's how they do it. Always have radical groups within the group. Always. Boy, I've thrown a lot of stuff at you, I guess. But that's what's going on, family. Now, this is going to be recorded. And I'm going to put it up on my archives. Send it to whoever you want. I don't care. You can send it up to Washington, D.C. for all I care. But we're coming down to a fine-tooth comb here, family. And those people in the secret societies, you're going to be targeted. I'm not talking against you. I'm letting you know what you're involved in. Is y'all been lied to? We're at the end of the program, family. And know that you, through Jesus Christ, no matter what happens, you've already won. Death is but a transition to the supernatural realm of heaven. Heaven's real. It's quantum physics, a change of vibration, if you want to go there. The Bible's real. That's why they're so afraid of the King James Bible. It terrifies them. They run. Mad. Well, family, y'all have a good night. And tonight, 7:30, Bible study, 7:30 to 9. And we're going to hit the ground running, always do. Remind you that we're played randomly. Highportradio.net by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He will play us randomly, our broadcast and our Bible studies. Also, we played at KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network, out of Colorado. Family, seek Jesus Christ and stay with him, because you're going to need him. You get a head start on everybody else. And then when you got him in your heart, the Holy Spirit's been baptized the Holy Spirit, then you spread the word. Make a wildfire spread. Put these preachers out here to task to use the right Bibles. Have courage to speak the truth. Y'all have a great night. And know that he died on a cross for you, and he is coming back. Good night. God bless. And this is the Watchman signing off. Good night.
Every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Good night. God bless. And as soon as I sign off, the broadcast will go back to a 24-hour loop. Signing off. Good night.